going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Mike Green selection, second round Friday night. Adam Marshall, who we broke down on Friday and we'll do again. Character concerns.
Yep.
Going back to Virginia, allegations of sexual assault. Two Ravens did their due diligence, as you heard Eric say, compared it to a slow 40 time. Or looking bad on film or whatever it was, but also with Justin Tucker already going through a league process where he's been accused of multiple, let's just say, inappropriate behaviors at massage therapies. So the Ravens, are they taking a big PR hit? Nationally, it doesn't seem as though they're getting kind of grilled here. I know Mike Preston wrote about it today in the Baltimore Sun, but you look at the mandate from the owner, Steve Bisciotti, where we're not tolerating this sort of thing. And now, and I don't know Mike Green. Quite frankly, I wouldn't know him if he walked in wearing a uniform at this point in time. We all know Justin Tucker and his brilliance, the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL. But dealing with some serious off-the-field accusations here, which we've all agreed, me, you, and Nolan, and a lot of our listeners are going to lead, by at the very least, to NFL punishments,
yep,
suspensions, multiple game, and such. So Loop comes in. But as we watch the draft unfold over the weekend, on top of everything else going on in your sports world, like the Orioles getting worked in Detroit, the Green pick, on a surprise level, and again, we talked about it Friday, you wouldn't think he'd be on their board. And I think we were all like, yeah, probably right.
Yep.
But there he was, and now here he is.
Yeah. I mean, football-wise, Bob, he's awesome. I mean, he had 17 sacks this year, 22 and a half tackles for loss. So, no, he's a hell of a football player. You know, and you got to do, and the thing that you got to do, and they have their own investigators, you know, that work for them and everything. And then when the scouts are in the schools, Marshall and Virginia, you got to go, you know, find out what, why, and how, you know, and get all the information that you can. And then all you can do is present it to, you know, all the information you got. Present it to Eric, present it to Harbs, present it to Steve Bisciotti, and then you got to make your decision. And what it was, one was in high school and one was, you know, his first
at Virginia.
Yeah, first year at Virginia. So what was that, 3 years ago? And, you know, you just, what has he done over the last few years? You know, is he rehabbing himself? Has he, you know, changed as a person? And they say he has, and that's all you can do. And then bottom line is it Steve Bisciotti's call at the end of the day that yes or no, you know, I mean, here's the facts. Bisciotti's good at that kind of stuff. I mean, here's all the facts, and here's what happened, and here's what he's been doing now. And he was at the Senior Bowl, all those kind of things. And then they went with it. So, I mean, you know, they feel like he is on the right path. So if that's the case, you know, move on to football.
But he's going to have to deal with these questions when he does,
in first fact, time
meet with the media.
Sunday.
Because you can only answer them so many times.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he'll be prepped. And, well, he had to do it 30-some times at the combine and right. everything else. So, yeah, he's used to it. And he'll have no problem with that. And I can't wait to be out there on Sunday for rookie minicamp. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching him play.
And we'll do his profile later in the show. But as a player, I mean, if you look at it from a pure football standpoint, a lot of people are saying the Ravens had two top 20 talents with their first two picks in Malachi Starks and Mike Green, winning the draft. Now, what they did later in the process, we'll get into that as well. They did use 11 picks. Made a little trade there, right?
Yeah, they moved up to get Emory Jones, I think it was.
So we'll get into all of these selections throughout the course of the week, going into this weekend when rookie camp starts. But Mark Andrews, still a Raven.
And Eric sounded fairly definitive on that one.
Yeah, but getting back to Tucker, Tyler Loop, highly regarded, obviously, used a draft pick on him. They picked Stout punter a couple years ago out of Penn State, who has now become an asset for him after some shaky moments from time to time for them, rather. But Tyler Loop now comes in, you know, big shoe, big kicking toe.
Oh, boy.
To fill. I mean, Tucker holds the record for the longest field goal in NFL history. He's the most accurate kicker in NFL history. After being bad by his standards first half of the season, post-bye didn't miss a kick, field goal, or extra point. But, you know, he was kind of getting up there. Age-wise, he's been in the league. He was on the Super Bowl team. He was a rookie in that game. He actually kicked the field goal that won the Mile High Miracle game. But now Loop comes in, and he's going to have to replace him in some capacity. And as we've discussed before, hey, Tucker, the ongoing investigation still happening as OTAs start.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in mandatory minicamp and all of this. Is he going to be around for that?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know how you can be, Bob. I mean, that's the thing. I think they bring in a veteran kicker, too, because they're going to have competition for Loop. And he did make one game-winning kick in 23 against Colorado. It was a 24-yarder. That's his only game-winning kick. He was 6-9 this year, 50-plus. Had a 62-yarder. Got a big leg. I mean, like his kickoffs are kicks him out of the end zone all the time, pretty much 90% of the time. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It did say in one of the reports I read, Bob, was like if he missed a kick – he had no problem kind of getting on his holder.
Oh, a bus throwing? A bus throwing? Is that what we're going with here?
Yeah, he had no problem doing that. So it'll be interesting to see it. I'm anxious to talk to Randy on Sunday, too, Randy Brown, see what he saw in the guy. But I still do think that they bring in a veteran guy. And bottom line, Bob, is and we've talked about this a bunch of times, whether Tucker's here or Tucker's not here, he's going to get suspended. Unless all of a sudden they come out and they say, well, there was nothing. We didn't find anything, you know?
Nolan McGraw, what do you think about the weekend festivities for the Ravens in regards to the draft there?
Well, I was stunned when the Mike Green pick went through just because everything we talked about last week, there's no way they'll take him. You know, it's just
off the board.
Right. The off-the-field issues, there's too much of a hurdle for them to get over at this point. Very eager to hear their comments over the weekend about what led to this pick, why they were comfortable with it. And they said they did their due diligence. Now, I can trust them enough with that. The reports they said they got from Marshall and Harbaugh even said the reports they got from Virginia were good that led them to want to take him. But, I mean, I think that this is a big deal, and it's fair to question because of the precedent that they set. I mean, Steve Bisciotti was the one who said zero tolerance. That wasn't a fan or a media creation. Those were his words. So I think it's fair to question if he should talk about this. Bisciotti should have to speak about this. That's my opinion. And, I mean, to tie it into the Tucker stuff, all right, you were comfortable investigating the Green stuff on your own. You were comfortable doing your own investigation. But when it comes to Justin Tucker, we defer to the NFL on that. That's the league's investigation. So it's very inconsistent to me. At the end of the day, if Mike Green's a hell of a player and nothing else comes up, it'll all go away and nobody's going to care. But for now, it is a big deal.
How about if they'd have taken him in the first round?
I think be even more stunned. And the questions and the chatter would be even louder.
I was, you know, like when they took him in the second round, my first thought was they got a top 15 pick in the second round, mm-hmm. you know. But almost every team passed on him almost twice.
Right, and to compare it to, say, like David Ajabo, remember a couple years ago, the Ravens got great value. They got a first-round talent, maybe even top 15 pass rush talent in the second round, but that was different. You rolled the dice with the injury.
Right.
So far, it's come up snake eyes. This one, no injury, still some risk. My whole thing is it's unresolved. There was no solution to these accusations. So to me, that says that they could re-pop up at any time. And now that he's in the NFL...
Now he's got some dough.
Again, now there's a little more, the headlines are on him.
Yeah, again, and you text me, Vinny, Friday night when I was at a place that rhymes with Ike's, Engle & Bernie, with the Caps, NBA playoffs, because the Orioles got rained out. We'll get to them when we come back from the next break. And I was like, so much for character. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, but he could play. And as Mike wrote today, Mike Preston, Baltimore's son, hey, he's a good football player. And at the end of the day, I guess that's all that matters.